We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome back. West Palm, John Rahil, and Dell being joined right now by the manager of the Houston Astros, A.J. Hinch, joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Skip, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing well. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel with the long spring. We leave tomorrow after these next two games. So I'm doing pretty well knowing we're coming back to Houston soon.
Well, then that was gonna be my first question for you as a manager. There's no pressure right now. Do you like, or let's go, enough of this already?
Well, I think even more so this year for us, because I think if, you know, we had a media luncheon around February 12th before I came down here, and we probably could have predicted exactly what the roster was going to be, and even down to the last decision of Hoyt versus Gustave. Our position player group was mostly intact. We were ready to go. There was some questions about McCullers and Keuchel's health, but we knew the rotation was going to play itself out. Probably didn't expect McHugh to be late to the season, but all in all, it's been a pretty uneventful spring. With the exception of the WBC guys leaving for a couple weeks, it was a team that was ready made when we got here.
A.J. Hinch joining us on ESPN 97.5. Do you like it that way, or do you like, the fun, challenging part of figuring out who the final guys are going to be and where is this guy going to fit into the team?
Yeah, probably both. I mean, I think it means you have established players, which is somewhat new, here. I've only been here a couple of years, but it's nice to have some names that you can pen in right away. Some veteran guys, McCann and Beltran and Reddick and Aoki, and new additions, and then obviously the core guys are easy to write in. But so I don't want too much roster fluctuation because of the what it means that you're where the stage in which your team's at. But I guess there could be a little bit of edge. I think it was a tough spring this year, given the length of the spring, that we didn't have a lot of position battles, so it becomes less about evaluation and pushing guys to try to make teams, and a little bit more about very fine-tuned development of each and every player. So you can chalk me up for being a supporter of the spring training being too long. We just play so many games in so many days, and our guys are mentally and physically ready to go nowadays a lot faster than maybe a couple decades ago, and yet we still are down here for almost 2 months.
A.J. Hinch on ESPN 97.5. I was out at the game last night. Way too many Cardinal fans for my taste, if you want to know the truth, A.J. But
I
saw McHugh, and it's going to take a little while to get that rust off, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it showed us or proved to us a little bit how much the process has to be in place to develop a starter and get him ready. I mean, I would love for guys to be able to just turn the switch and have volume and execution and top-notch stuff, and it's just not that way for everybody. And I think last night we saw the optimism of a McHugh throwing a couple backfield games and then jumping into an A game and being smooth for four or five innings. It wasn't quite as easy as that. So it will take him a couple starts. I think every starter, whether you're at the beginning of spring training or like McHugh now at the end of spring training, it'll click eventually and the adrenaline kicks in and you get over the hump of the 50, 60, 70 pitch count. But, last night, I think for the first time him facing real players on a major league field, it was a little bit of an adjustment for him.
A.J. Hinch joining us on ESPN 97.5. I know we want to talk about this season, but I want to go back to last season real quickly. 84-78, obviously, it was a disappointment for some fans. But for you, what was like the best moment from that season, or the best, just like the best memory from the season, even though it didn't live up to the expectations that everyone had? Was there something that stood out?
Altuve getting MVP votes is a big deal. So I think on an individual basis, we had quite a few guys that had interesting seasons. We saw Joe Musgrove come up. We saw a lot of rookies that made some decent impact last year. But honestly, the probably the best part that I walk away with last year is the tone has changed around Houston not only for fans but for our players, that 84 wins, a winning season, sort of a mediocre start to a really interesting first in the next 3 months to an injury-prone September, the standards have changed, and it's not good enough. It's not good enough inside our clubhouse. It's not good enough outside the clubhouse. And that to me, is an exciting sports town, and it's exciting culture that we have here with the Astros now, that that we can be one of the best teams in baseball for 3 or 4 of the 6 months. And I don't have a lot of satisfied guys in the clubhouse. They want to do better. They were disappointed not to make a better run at the playoffs, and we missed out by 4 or 5 games. And I'm glad that that's not good enough in the minds of many.
Well, when you looked up at the board in the first half, AJ, and you saw your lineup, the majority of guys were hitting 230 or below. A whole different deal now. That you,
right.
I don't know as a manager how much you're. It seems like you're going to be able to breathe a little easier. You hope, hopefully, anyway. That's the plan, right?
You can't take it too for granted too much. But I do think that you know the run production, you know, should increase, because I think we have better hitters this season, 1 through 9. I think we had potential, and we had, you know, sort of high impact guys the last couple of years, and those homers carried us to the playoffs in 15. And some of the strikeouts and some of the empty at-bats, you know, put us in a miserable state in 2016. So as complete hitters, you know, I think adding Gurriel late last season into this season, Bregman full season, McCann, Aoki, Reddick, these are tough guys to strike out. They're not empty at-bats. And you add that to the mix of the exciting guys, Springer and Correa and Altuve, it's makes for a dynamic offense. You know, I've got some psychological love to give some guys that are going to hit 7th, 8th, and 9th that are used to hitting, you know, 4th, 5th, and 6th. But that's the tale of a pretty good team offense, or at least the potential of one.
Yeah, that's the crazy part, and that was my next question, is just how deep is this lineup?
Well, one of the best hitters this spring has been Gurriel, and right now he's probably hitting 7th, 8th, or 9th.
Wow, that's a pretty good problem.
Day. So, that's not a terrible thing to have. I mean, I think this lineup is going to be different than we've had the last couple seasons. I still think we'll homer quite a bit. I don't think we will be so much feast or famine. And so when, you know, the run production should come. You know, last season, in no disrespect to some of the guys we had, there was a moment in the lineup where it just got pretty soft for us, and we didn't have the at-bats to put up the type of at-bats we do now. So we literally could have a guy, you know, hitting 280 and above and 15 homers in the 8 or 9 hole this year. And that to me is a no breathing type atmosphere for the opposing pitcher, where, you know, when you get past the big boys, when I say big boys, it's Altuve, Correa, Beltran, you've still got guys with 20 homer potential and some tough guys to strike out at the bottom of the order. And that rolls the lineup back up to Springer, and we start it all over again.
Man.
AJ Hinch here on ESPN 97.5. How concerned Tony Sipp last night? AJ, he was just, it's not even, some of the pitches aren't even close to the zone.
Right.
How concerned are you getting lefties out?
A little bit. I mean, obviously I'm always concerned when our guys aren't kind of operating at full strength and optimum performance. I mean, and he's been a tough guy to figure out, because in 2015, one of the most dynamic left-handed relievers in baseball, he gets his deal, and we were happy to bring him back. And then 2016, he lost his feel a little bit. I did like the strike throwing last night. His velocity was up a tick. I've got to trust the veterans are going to get to the stadium, and that extra adrenaline and that extra focus will be helpful for him. But I obviously, the left-handedness, he's our only left-handed reliever that we're going to break camp with. I've got some right-handers that have a chance to get some lefties out, but obviously, when I look ahead at the first week, and it's Cano and it's Seager, and, you know, Moustakas is coming to town, Hosmer's coming to town with the Royals, I certainly look at it and try to figure out, you know, where does Chris Davinsky fit in? Where does Michael Feliz and his 96-97 fit in? Where does Tony Sipp fit in? So it's kind of an ongoing dialogue with me and the pitching coach and in the front office to try to find outs against those guys, because it's inevitably, if there's a hole on our roster or a curiosity on our roster, it's probably getting left-handed hitters out and how I'm going to fit the lineup together.
AJ Hinch right here on ESPN 97.5 with Granato, Raheel, and Dell. AJ, how's Dallas looking? And he has one more start today, right, before opening day?
Yes, he's going to go today, and I think all of us breathed a little bit of sigh of relief when Dallas got to five innings. Lance got into the fifth inning, and he's throwing the mid-90s, and Dallas is being himself and moving the ball around. His changeup's been pretty good. So we're optimistic that they've cleared the rehab hurdle, and now they're into preparation mode to get ready for the season. So, I think for Dallas, he's got such high expectations. Certainly when you have hardware like the Cy Young, you know, on your resume, that brings an added pressure. But he's throwing better strikes this spring. We need that to translate to the season. He's getting balls on the ground, which plays into our infield defense. And he's initiating contact. He walked so many guys in the first half last season that it was just so uncharacteristic of what he's all about. So I'm optimistic he's certainly going to be better. And how high can he take it? We've seen his best season be a Cy Young season, and we've seen a little bit in between. So we'll get into the season healthy and ready to go.
AJ Hinch, let me give you a couple of numbers before you go. Will you under over home runs by your team, 2.25?
Oh, well, that's a lot. I would say that's going to be right at the mark, probably over. I think there's a chance that we have some explosions with some of the younger players. I mean, with Springer's just barely tapping into his potential. Correa, you know, he's probably one of the only guys in the league that can have a quote-unquote underperforming season the way he did last season. He's still really good season last year. So, those two guys, they may creep up there to help get to that big number.
Will you strike out more, or will your pitchers strike out more opponents?
We'll strike out more opponents. We got some strikeout pitchers, especially in the bullpen. We've able to get some swings and misses. Even last night, you saw the game. I mean, it was a lot of our primary relievers, and they're coming in against a pretty solid team. They didn't have all their A players, but our bullpen can generate some swings and misses, and that's pretty helpful. McCullers is a key component of that in the rotation. Charlie Morton, he continues throwing 95, 96 with his power sink. We'll get some swings and misses, so I'll take the pitching side.
Would you be happy with over 760 OPS this year?
With over?
Over 760, yeah.
Yes, I would be happy
with
that.
As a team. Well, you were 740, were you 730 last year?
I think seven in low sevens. Yep.
Low sevens. Oh. So, yeah, that would be pretty. You were 735 last year.
Yep. So let's increase that a little bit.
$750. You'll take it. You'll take it right now.
I would. I mean, I think it's got a chance to creep up again because of the length of the lineup. I think the doubles will be real. The home runs will be real. But I will tell you, regardless of the OPS, the quality of at bats is what I'm most excited about.
Yeah, and we're excited about beating the Rangers this year.
Take care of that business. I would tell you, the elephant in the room is if you want to win the West, you got to beat the Rangers. They've won the last two seasons, and they've sort of done it in our face. So we do owe them.
Absolutely. Well, AJ, we're here, and we were really excited about the season, and really excited about you guys getting back next week and getting on the field. This is, I tell you what, the city is pretty excited about it too. This is a great time to be an Astro fan.
No, good. I'm glad the city will be proud of this team, and we'll do our best to follow through with what could be a pretty special season.
We'll let you go. We know you got to work. Thanks for hanging with us.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
All right, AJ Hinch right here on ESPN 97.5.